It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. The Obama administration is pursuing a new military strategy in Afghanistan, and a new military commander has been tapped to lead the effort. That commander is Lieutenant General Stanley McChrystal. Before he can go to fight against the Taliban, he's got to win Senate approval. General McChrystal's confirmation hearing is this morning. NPR's defense correspondent Mary Louise Kelly is covering it, and she joins us now to talk more about that. Good morning.
Good morning, Renee.
Remind us a bit about General McChrystal's background.
Sure. This is a man whose colleagues describe him near universally as very intense, very driven, and crucially, an expert in special operations. His job up until last year was leading a counterterrorism unit called the JSOC. This is Joint Special Operations Command. It's really the creme de la creme of U.S. special ops teams. And while he led the unit, they were involved in the hunt in Iraq for Saddam Hussein and Abu Musab al-Zarqawi, who, of course, they found. Also working along the Afghan-Pakistan border looking for Osama bin Laden, who they're still working on. But this is his world. It's really this world of clandestine operations. So I think the attraction of Stan McChrystal is he's an expert in counterterrorism. He's an expert in counterinsurgency. And that's something that the Afghan conflict really requires at this point, is both those areas of expertise.
Although there have been questions about troops under his command getting too aggressive, questions raised about detainee abuse under his command as well.
This is true. In digging around, we have confirmed that 68 people working on special ops units in Iraq were disciplined for some form of detainee abuse during General McChrystal's tenure. Now, that said, it's not clear, because of the secretive nature of the work, exactly how many of those may have fallen under his direct command. He has never been disciplined in any way for anything related to detainee abuse. We've spoken to military interrogators who worked for him, who say the rules were not always clear in terms of what was permitted, what was not, what crossed the line, and say they would like to hear him spell out during this confirmation process exactly how he will ensure that abuses don't occur in future under his command in Afghanistan. All that said, barring any new information coming out in the confirmation process, it doesn't look like this will hold up his nomination, and that's in part because he's already gone through this process before the Senate. He was up for a promotion last year. During that process, they looked at his record. They really dug into this issue of detainee abuse. And they say, ultimately, they didn't find anything that really stuck. His outstanding record of command outweighed any concerns about this, and the nomination went through. So it looks like it will again.
Although one thing that is sure to come up, and it is something of a shadow over General McChrystal's record, and that's the Pat Tillman episode.
This is true. And this is something where he was found accountable. Pat Tillman, of course, was the football star who joined the Army after 9/11 and was killed by friendly fire from fellow Army Rangers. There were numerous investigations. Among them, the Pentagon Inspector General investigated and determined that General McChrystal did bear some responsibility for the aftermath of how that was handled, that he had provided inaccurate assertions about what happened. Pat Tillman's family is speaking out. They say they have serious concerns about him and his selection. So I think senators will want to take a careful look at this. Again, though, they've been through this before, not expected to derail the nomination this time.
Well, just briefly, there's another confirmation hearing for, in this case, NATO's top commander, also a position where the chief military mission is Afghanistan. Talk to us about that nominee.
This is a man named Admiral Jim Stavridis. He's currently the top U.S. commander down in Latin America and the Caribbean. He would be the first Navy officer to take the post, so that would be interesting. And he really made a name for himself last summer. He was involved with the rescue of the U.S. hostages by Colombian special forces. It served him well, so if confirmed, looks like he's headed to Europe and the Supreme Allied Commander job.
Thanks very much. That's NPR's defense correspondent Mary Louise Kelly.